Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For assignment, we want to get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with the first look at our forecast. Jamie, a bit of a drop in temperatures overnight.
Yes, a cold front coming through, or has come through. Mm-hmm. So colder air is moving into the region. We have those northerly winds right now. They're pretty brisk. So while temperatures are still above freezing, we feel like we are below freezing again. But the good news is that this cool down is going to be short-lived, because by tomorrow, we already see those numbers rebound. Right now, though, down another degree from last hour at 37, feeling like 29 because of that northerly wind at 13 miles an hour, ushering in that colder air behind the front. We have 34s for Amasco Mills, Herman, so both at 34 there, 38 down to our south in Bunker, 30 at Litchfield. We have 32 in Greenville, Illinois. Again, all of us feeling, most of us feeling like we are in the 20s, though, with the wind chill. We have some clouds still overhead, so when sunrise happens, might not see too much of it, at least temporarily, because of the cloud cover. However, that cloud cover does clear a little bit later on this morning. I'd say by about 10 a.m., I think we're looking at sunny skies. So despite, though, ample sunshine into the afternoon, we're only going to have highs in the upper half of the 40s. So it is going to be a bit of a shock to our system. Yesterday, we were able to hit 60. So it's going to be much cooler than the past few days. But record or near record warmth does return as we head into your new week. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, Laura.
Okay, Jamie, we'll see you back there for that. To our top story this morning, a bus company employee says a day after having a disagreement with his manager, he discovered a noose near his workstation. Fox 2's Taylor Harris spoke with the employee and also has a response from the bus company.
A Missouri Central bus company mechanic found a noose near his workstation after allegedly enduring several harassment instances from management. The employee states that he felt targeted because he was the only African-American working in that area.
So there's nobody that can tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. That wasn't there when I left. Mm-hmm. It was there when I got in the morning. Now, I'm not saying my TIC put it there, but I feel like I was meant to see it.
Mitchell states once he found the noose, he immediately took video. He stated it remained there from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Thursday morning.
Rope, one of them little thin ropes where, you know, somebody probably making it as a joke or making it as, oh, look what I can make, or whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't have been in that type of environment.
Mitchell states this is just one of the instances where he has experienced racism at work. According to Mitchell, he discovered the noose a day after he got into an argument with his manager. Allegedly, his manager says Mitchell is not qualified for his job.
He knows that I shouldn't be doing his job. He knows that I don't have the qualifications. He knows that I'm not doing, I don't know what I'm doing. My response is, how do you know that, or how could you say that when I do my job and I do my job well?
Employees received this letter Friday from the Missouri Central Bus Company stating they received notice that an employee raised racial concerns about an incident. If asked, please cooperate with investigators. The company will not be making any public comment. We reached out to Missouri Central School Bus Company about the situation. They responded with a statement stating, at Missouri Central, our policy is to provide and foster a work environment that is welcoming to all, regardless of age, race, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. There is zero tolerance for any behavior that violates this policy. We are hiring an independent third party to investigate these allegations, and we will take whatever action is deemed necessary based on what we learn. Mitchell says he just wants to work in an environment with equality for all, and he wants human resources to conduct a thorough investigation. Reporting in St. Louis, Taylor Harris, Fox 2 News.
A mom in Cahokia Heights is mourning the loss of her two young kids. They died in a house fire yesterday afternoon, an entire neighborhood watching in horror. Chief Stephen Robbins with the Cahokia Volunteer Fire Department tells us one child died at the hospital. The other one died here in this home on Gregory Drive. We spoke with a neighbor who saw the home on fire and their mother outside.
Mom was out there crying. I talked to the mom, asked her, was anybody in the house? She said her two kids were in the house. At that point, I dropped my head, but just started praying to God. As I'm standing there, I seen them pull out the little girl. I instantly dropped my head, shed a couple of tears.
Firefighters from six departments were able to get the fire out within 20 minutes. The cause of this fire is still under investigation this morning. As you can imagine, it is not easy for firefighters to go from one tragic scene to another. And there were two other deadly fires this week. An elderly couple died in an apartment fire in St. Charles on Tuesday, and a mother and her four children died in a house fire in Ferguson on Monday. Fox 2's Jordan Williams spoke with a fire captain in West County who shows us what helps them decompress at the end of the day.
Yeah, we had it. It was just one.
Behind every emergency responder is a face, a name, and most certainly emotions.
You focus on that job, you focus on the work, and then you deal with the emotions afterwards.
Dealing with those emotions for these West County firefighters is done in the kitchen.
A lot of emotions come out at that table.
West County EMS and firefighters have access to a chaplain, critical incident stress debriefings, peer support groups, and even a chance to go to the International Association of Firefighters Center of Excellence in Maryland. But it's the kitchen table where most of the healing is done.
The kitchen table is very important. We spend a third of our year here together as a family. It's kind of the family away from our family.
The scenes these firefighters encounter every day can take a toll, but the ones that do the most damage.
I ran a car accident where a child's hurt, but I have the same age group at home, and it makes you think. And it really kind of strikes that maybe that could have been your child.
Fire Captain Kevin Smith says he and his firefighters try their best to learn from fatal fires like Monday mornings in Ferguson that killed a mother and her four children.
We go out and we pre-plan buildings for exactly that. How would we handle a fire in that house? How would we handle a fire in that building? For exactly those times, because when we train, you're ready to go. And that's what we do. We train so that we are ready.
And that was Jordan Williams reporting for us there. Bomberito Automotive Group Skyfox over Velasquez Pond in Baldwin. Police are investigating after a person found a body there while fishing around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Baldwin police say there is no danger to the public. They have not released any other information at this time. Fox 2 is your local election headquarters, and the 2024 Missouri Libertarian Convention is being held today. The two-day event is taking place at the Holiday Inn in Earth City from 9 this morning till 5 this afternoon. Presidential candidates Jacob Hornberger and Mike Turmount spoke last night, and presidential candidate Chase Oliver will be addressing the crowd today following a business meeting that is set there this morning. We continue to celebrate Black History Month as more than 30 vendors are going to be set up at the North County Recreation Complex on Redmond Road today. The St. Louis County Black History Month Expo is happening from 8 this morning till 4 this afternoon. The event is free to attend for shoppers and vendors who will be selling a wide variety of items from clothing and jewelry to candles and lotions. Health and wellness groups will also be out there. So will a fostering and adoption agency. Also happening today, the 18th annual Polar Plunge taking place out at Creveport Lake in Maryland Heights. And people are going to be braving the cold water there all for the Special Olympics of Missouri. This is the first year as well of the Polar Bear Strut, which is a 5K walk or fun run around the lake. This year's goal to raise $75,000 for the Special Olympics. Hawaiian-themed costumes are strongly encouraged. Registration there begins at 11 this morning. The plunge itself starts at 1 this afternoon. Anyone 10 and older can take part in the plunge. Each participant, though, must raise a minimum of $75 for their fundraising goals. Another polar plunge is also happening for the Special Olympics Illinois today. The law enforcement torch run polar plunge is making its return to Carlisle Lake at noon. Registration for that starts at 9 this morning. 6:09 is our time, and I guess the weather could certainly be colder this time of year for a polar plunge, but we did see a drop in our temperatures. If you got outside yesterday and even the day before, we had pretty mild, warm weather, and it dropped overnight.
Yeah, kind of a drastic change from the past few days to today, or highs only in the upper 40s, but near normal for this time of year. But temperatures are still decreasing this morning, so we're going to see those numbers falling here over the next few hours before they try to increase. But then check out what happened Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, near record warmth really all those days, more so Monday and Tuesday. I think we have a better shot at getting closer to that record. Even on Tuesday looks to be the warmest day, but a sharp drop off in temperatures as Arctic air rushes back in behind a very dynamic and strong cold front that will approach our region on Tuesday. Tuesday evening and night looks to be the time frame for that frontal passage through our area. And then the cool down will be brief because we will be back to near normal by Thursday and above normal Friday and Saturday. But we are post-frontal this morning. That cold front is south of the area. We have some clouds that have moved back in after clearing right behind the front, but another little area of clouds. This will slide south pretty early on this morning. So despite maybe not seeing too much of the sunrise or seeing a lot of the clouds on the horizon when that sun does come up, we will have plenty of sunshine to work with this afternoon as high pressure builds back in. Here is a view from our Washington Avenue camera. I love this camera view. You can always see that wheel spinning there at Union Station. 37 degrees, feeling like 29 with that north wind at 13. Pressure this hour is rising. We have 33 for Alton, 36 at Scott Air Force Base, Cuba, 33 at Rolla, and 36 at Mount Vernon. Factoring in, though, the northerly breeze, we feel like we are in the 20s for most areas in the region. So highs today climbing probably just to the upper 40s. A few areas may hit about 50 degrees or so. We will have a lot of sunshine and a bit of a breeze out there. Overnight lows back down into the upper 30s to low 40s. And then for tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day. So I'd say tomorrow is the choice day of the weekend because those temperatures rebound to the low 70s. Also though, dry, breezy, warm conditions. We will have that elevated fire danger, not only on Sunday, but potentially into Monday and Tuesday. By Tuesday, though, more moisture will be working its way into the area because we have that next system. So well above normal temperatures, lots of moisture to work with on Tuesday. Cold front comes in that could spark some strong storms out ahead of that front. Now there are still some things that need to come into place and there's still some items that could limit the thunderstorm development on Tuesday and also the placement of those storms. Right now, southeastern portions of the viewing area are favored for that thunderstorm development, but as some things shift, that could shift the threat out of our area also. Now behind this system, we could have at least some lingering showers. A few of our northern counties could maybe see a snowflake or two before the precipitation comes to an end because those temperatures are going to plummet behind the front. For today, 48 degrees, north-northwest winds or so, around 10 miles per hour. We probably won't make it out of the low to mid 40s across our northern counties and will be in the lower 50s across some of our southern counties. Upper 40s to around 50. The soccer forecast, just remember that forecast as you head out to any of the festivities downtown. So most of the afternoon will be spent in the 40s with that breeze. You'll notice that chill. Tonight, clear down to 38, your extended forecast. A big warm up through Tuesday, windy and warm Tuesday. Tuesday night into Wednesday, we are tracking that threat of strong storms, lingering morning rain on Wednesday. Much, much colder behind that system, but then we rebound back to the 50s for Thursday and Friday.